Hi, I'm Bob Masago, welcoming you to this backstage session with Shiny Ribs. Kevin Russell has been performing as Shiny Ribs for more than a decade, initially using the name for his solo work while also a member of the Texas band The Gourds. When The Gourds announced a hiatus in 2013, Shiny Ribs evolved into the band it is today. I spoke with Kevin before the recent Shiny Ribs show at Get Tight Lounge in Richmond. Today's session includes music recorded at the Get Tight Lounge show. I asked Kevin about the status of The Gourds. Shiny Ribs, band grew out of The Gourds.
Yep.
You know, you've been doing this now for at least a decade and a half.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Shiny Ribs thing, yeah, it's been probably over 10 years now. It's probably 12, maybe 14 years. It's getting up there.
So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
About a year after The Gourds went away, I heard you say we're on indefinite hiatus.
That's
I look
correct.
At the website now, and it says hiatus. What's the difference between an indefinite and a hiatus?
Well, I mean, it was a heartbreaking thing to end The Gourds and to be to that point, finally. And still a lot of wounds haven't healed from that with some of the folks. So I think it was just none of us had the heart to say it was over, you know, and that's what the word hiatus means. It means, in Gourd language, it means... It's just too hard to say. It hurts so much we can't quite say it, you know. So essentially it meant we just didn't have the heart to say we were breaking up. And it's even hard for me to say right now, you can tell.
Here is Shiny Ribs, recorded at Get Tight Lounge in Richmond with Simply Belong to You.
Here's the first song off of our new album. Just released this year. It's called Transit Damage. This is a little song called I Simply Belong to You. Love becomes more than it is. Honey and salt, sparks and fizz. Love is helium. The balloon. We've become more than we thought we could be. Ain't it crazy, baby, 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 just you and me, drunk on the perfume of these blooms. The very thing that lifts the wing and makes the meadow cling to the dew. To bring songs to sing side by side until they're due in a world so opposed to simply belonging. I simply belong to you. To you, one.
That is Shiny Ribs, recorded at Get Tight Lounge in Richmond with Simply Belong to You from their new album Transit Damage, available now on Hard Charger Records. Let's get back to the interview.
What's a Shiny Ribs recording session like?
Well, they vary, of course. But this last one for Transit Damage, we got a core band together. And it was a different band. It wasn't necessarily everyone from my road band. So, and it was put together, a band basically put together by me and Steve Berlin, who produced the record, Steve Berlin of Los Lobos. And we did it at a great studio there called The Finishing School. It had a great engineer named Jim Valentine. And so that's part of the camaraderie. You get a core group, the band. There's like four of us in the band. Drummer, bass player, Mason Handcammer, my road guy, and a keyboard player, a guy named Dan Creamer, of a band called out of Texas called Texas Gentlemen. But anyway, so we got Dan in there, and we had Jim engineering, Steve Berlin producing. And then you just get in there, and you get in these grooves with each other, and you take one song at a time. You play it through, and then you talk about the arrangement. Everybody's ideas, bounce ideas. The producer, you know, has his ideas. Try some of these ideas, different arrangement ideas. And if we like or dislike, you know, it's just a little collaborative, go back and forth until we all feel good about the arrangement. And so we've played it probably through four or five times by this point. And then you're ready to start takes. Like, okay, we feel like we've got a good arrangement. We know it well. Let's try and get a good take. And it's so much fun. I mean, a lot of talking, a lot of joking in between. A lot of the humor, the camaraderie that happens in those sessions is really... It's a beautiful thing. When you get a good group of people together, it can really just create a momentum. And that's how we got on this record, man. We just got this momentum, and everybody was into it and jamming, just loving it. And we're living the dream, you know? I mean, everybody's getting paid, and we're just letting the tape roll, and we're getting good takes, and we're making magic, you know? And it's a beautiful thing when you get it rolling like that.
Here is Shiny Ribs, recorded at Get Tight Lounge in Richmond with Reconsider It.
Here's a new song off the new record called Reconsider It, baby. Come on, think again, won't you? Think twice. Every change is a form of liberation. Liberty is a kind of alteration. Emancipation is a shift, a new path off the cliff. Bird in the hand, hand in the glove. Jewel in the bush, push come to shove. I'm not trying to take anything away from you, but I wish it would just reconsider it. Reconsider it. All right. Reconsider it. Hey. Reconsider it. Reconsider it. All right. Reconsider it. Hey!
Shiny Ribs, recorded at Get Tight Lounge in Richmond. Their new record is Transit Damage, available now on Hard Charger Records. Back to the interview.
When you write songs, is it different writing them when you were in the Gourds versus Shiny Ribs?
I think it's different every time I write a song. Every song's different, and the way it's written, for me, it's like I come up with songs in all ways, shapes and forms, and they come out of nowhere. Sometimes they come just out of my mind, and I sing songs to myself and write the lyrics with the song, the melody in my head. I really love writing that way, actually. I write more simple songs that way, more country songs. I've always just been that kind of a writer. I write a lot, so I'm constantly writing. So to me, that's a lifestyle. It's almost a religion, really. I'm that faithful to songwriting and just writing in general. It is the same experience for me subjectively, but stylistically, yeah, there's some big differences. Just instrumentation and the personnel involved, that it always comes into play. And I'm thinking about that sometimes, not necessarily when I write, but when we select the songs for a given record or to try them in a rehearsal or something. Yeah, for sure.
Let's hear the song that closed the show at Get Tight Lounge in Richmond, Shiny Ribs with Who Built the Moon.
It was a pilgrim. He was lonely as a broom. He had the idea to build that moon. He started with an iron, and then he let it dry. Then he rang it like a bell, and it made him cry. Then he covered it up with dust and dirt, and he made it hollow. So it wouldn't hurt. Then it come a rope, and it came on wild. Then it raised it up, 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 up. Now the moon is a hanger in the sky, shaking the ocean and moving the tide. And if it's got we're just looking at the moon. Somebody once asked the astronaut who built the moon, but they would not talk about the pilgrim in his lonely ship, looking down on the earth all by himself. But they was really worried about a lonely bone. So can we send a mission to bring him home? By the time of the Apollo, it touched down. He was hiding in a hole underground. Now the moon is a hanging in the sky, singing the ocean. Looking at the moon. extender, and he made it hollow so it wouldn't hurt. Then he cut the ropes and it came on. Then he raised it up, up, up off of the ground. Now the moon is a hanging in the sky, shaking the ocean and moving the tide. And then his calculation was not true. We're just looking at the moon, moon. Oh, honey, now, yeah, yeah. Looking at the moon.
Shiny Ribs from Get Tight Lounge. This has been an in-studio session recorded at Get Tight Lounge in Richmond. Thanks to the staff at Get Tight Lounge and Kevin Russell from Shiny Ribs. Thanks to you for listening. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masalgo.